The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Conservationists in Australia are hoping infrared drones might help save the remaining koala population in New South Wales, one of the regions most affected by recent Australian bushfires. The infrared camera makes it easier to spot the iconic marsupials, which scientists say could be extinct by 2050. VOA's Mariama Diallo has this report.
Douglas Throne, a cinematographer from California, is using drones equipped with infrared cameras to help track koalas in the wild in the Australian state of New South Wales.
You fly the drone over an area and you do it while the ground is cooler, and then the heat of the animal pops up. And you can see the shape of the koala, basically.
Throne had previously used his device to locate and rescue animals after Hurricane Dorian struck the Bahamas. While there, he learned of devastating bushfires in Australia.
I saw these videos of basically, you know, koalas being burned up and people trying to rescue koalas.
The Australian bushfires in 2019 and 2020 killed or displaced nearly 3 billion animals, including koalas, kangaroos, and other native species, according to a study released last week by the Worldwide Fund for Nature. WWF called it one of the worst wildfire disasters in modern history. Volunteers also are tracking koalas. Sue Gay and her daughter regularly look for animals around their home in a town near Sydney. One method is to look for fresh koala feces.
Others tend to look up into the trees for them. I tend to look down, and I can tell more by that. So that's how I find them.
Then you've got the scratch marks on the trees as well.
While tracking koalas this way is slow, they say the effort to save them is worth it.
It's reality that in 30 years we may not have koalas, and our future generations need to be able to have that. So if anything, it was a kick in the bum. Let's get into action and save these guys.
The World Wildlife Fund warns that without urgent government intervention, koalas in eastern Australia could be extinct by 2050. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Thank you for joining us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Please plan to keep up with what's happening in the world by checking into our website at voanews.com and our numerous digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America. We'll be right back.